Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back.
All right. We're going to start this week with a business story. We don't usually do that, but there's good reason for it this week on two fronts. One is it's a fascinating business. I'd never heard about this before. It's a health monitoring business that really seems to be something very advantageous with our aging population. It's also an interesting story because this business that's growing by leaps and bounds could have really located anywhere, but it chose Las Cruces because of affordable housing, great weather, and friendly people. I like hearing that.
Yeah, I like hearing that too. And also, don't discount NMSU in all this.
Yeah.
He needed the resources that a higher education can bring, and the type of employees that he can hire. His name is Tony Dorman. And he lived in California, and he's got this tech health company, and it's called Electronic Caregiver Automated Home Care Safety Systems, but EC for short. And he looked at sites for this expansion of his business in Nevada, cities in Nevada and Arizona, which, as we know, are booming states.
Yeah.
And he chose Las Cruces because of the factors you just mentioned. And they're taking over the top floor and probably the two top floors of the Wells Fargo Tower, which is going to be renamed. It is no longer a bank building, per se. And they're going to hire a lot of people. He's talking about the lower Rio Grande Valley of our area here as being what he called a Silicon Valley 2. Well, that might be a little of an exaggeration, but you have to figure this guy has a vision for the future.
Yeah, and this will monitor seniors at home, maybe allow them to stay in their home because their health will be monitored.
Yes, and all these devices that they're building, high-tech stuff.
And tied into that, we have another story in business on home prices going up in Las Cruces.
Yeah, we have a graph showing home prices and the number of homes sold in different price categories. And the upshot is that 2017, according to the realtors here, was the best year for single-family home sales since 2008 in Las Cruces. So 10 years, basically. And 2018, January 2018, is even better than January of 2017, year over year. So we're off to even a better start this year, not only in the number of homes sold, but way up in the value of homes sold. That's a good sign.
Good sign. Good sign indeed. And we have a tribute in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week to Olga Pedrosa, who was the third district counselor for 8 years. She recently passed away, and you have a lot of folks remembering her.
Yeah, she's a beloved in this community, not only among the political class, but just among those she helped, because she was active in civil rights. And
an attorney.
And an attorney,
yeah.
Women's rights, and so forth. And so she passed away February 9th after a couple of months having been diagnosed with cancer, so it didn't last. She didn't suffer very long. And we have a number of political figures chiming in, and Mike Cook got an interview with one of her children, Esmeralda Graham, and she has some warm quotes in this story as well.
Okay, and our final story in the bulletin to talk about is about Bob Diven. He is well-known in the area. He has his first solo painting show in 15 years. A lot of folks know him from his wonderful cartoons in the Las Cruces Sun News.
Oh, okay. Well, that, even I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and I know he's a terrific actor as well and just heavily involved in theater. So he is, as you say, it's been about 15 years since he's had a solo exhibit of his paintings, and they are at the new Four Points Gallery at Highway 28 and Union Road, Union Avenue.
Okay.
And so we have a story on that and a selection of his paintings.
Very interesting guy. We profiled him on KRWG-TV. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin. He's with us every Thursday. Thanks so much, Marty.
Thanks for having me.